Well, I suppose in the first instance, good morning to you all and good morning, John. The report is very, very welcome. Dr. Skelly has done enormous work in terms of reviewing, making recommendations, overseeing the recommendations, and in terms of what his job of work, his latest job of work was to review the implementation of his recommendations. And I welcome the fact that he said that the program has substantially improved, that many lives have been saved as a result of the program, and the improvements will result in many lives being saved. So I think that's a very positive. Of course, he pointed out the fact that the disclosure issue still hasn't been dealt with, but I suppose I do welcome the commitment from the Taoiseach that that's going to be dealt with before the end of this year. So when that is dealt with, all recommendations from Dr. Skelly then will have been implemented. And I suppose, you know, the screening program is very important, and you know, the improvements that have been made in the screening program are very welcome, and the fact that we're going to have a clinic in the Coombe Hospital, hopefully commissioned early next year, where we will be where we'll have a clinic in this country analysing the results of tests, I think that's something that's very, very welcome. And that's all happened, of course, as a result of the campaigning of Vicky Phelan and the other people who were so terribly let down by the system. So I think, you know, progress has been made. I tend to look at the glass half full. And I think that, you know, this has to be welcomed. And in Dr. Skelly's own words, you know, significant progress has been made, and he has confidence in the system. So I think that's a good thing.
Okay, a lot done, more to do, but at least a lot has been done. John, it's just over a week since Vicky passed away, and indeed you joined us to speak so eloquently and emotionally about your friend. And as her friend, do you think she would have been satisfied or happy with Dr. Skelly's final review?
I think, good morning, Alan, and good morning, Martin, and your listeners. I think, honestly, no. Whilst any progress is welcome, and there has been significant progress, but there's also been, there are significant issues that that remain to be resolved, and one of those is the patient safety bill and the element of mandatory open disclosure attached to it. I think there's a culture within the HSE that this in its current format will not resolve. There's language like when something goes wrong, that those clinicians should endeavour to tell a patient when errors are made. The language must be changed to must. This is not discretionary open disclosure. It is mandatory. And I think one thing that Dr. Skelly pointed out over the last number of days, one thing that he was very surprised with himself, was in relation to the 2014 Health Act, where a patient is actually legally prohibited from making a complaint to the HSE about a clinical decision of a doctor or other healthcare professional. Imagine that in this day and age, legally prohibited. So in terms of the mandatory open disclosure, what's on the table at the moment is our errors that are made that lead to debt. Lorraine Walsh talked about this recently, the cervical check campaigner, and indeed I was talking to Stephen Teep yesterday evening. And that goes nowhere near far enough. We're looking at a culture here that covers up. There's no accountability, no transparency, and when issues happen, unfortunately, when serious issues happen, patients have no option but to go through the courts. And the adversarial nature of what's happening in the courts at the moment, right as we speak, in relation to cervical check, is diabolical. I'm aware of cases over the last number of months that are still going through the courts, where people have died, families have lost their loved ones, and this state, along with the labs that were involved in cervical check, are fighting a tooth and nail. And this happens behind the scenes. These are the headlines that you won't read, and the issues that many people, I guess, are unaware of. But it's very real. And on one hand, we have a system that is attempting to right itself. And in fairness, as was pointed out, the Skelly report, Dr. Skelly did say that a lot of progress has been made, and it has. But as I said, there's a lot of things that have yet to be done, and we can't lose sight of the fact that with regards to the mandatory open disclosure element of the patient safety bill, a huge body of work remains to be done, and it's nowhere near fit for purpose. Absolutely nowhere near. So suggest, I think, at this point in time, that all the recommendations will be implemented as per, I suppose, the wishes of Dr. Scally, and most importantly, at this point in time, Vicky herself. We're nowhere near that point, and there's a lot of work to be done. We can't lose sight of that, and you know, it's going to involve patient advocates. I think Stephen and Lorraine in recent times have been incredibly vocal and as passionate as Vicky about what they're doing and the change that they want to see implemented. And as a result of the last week, now their voices will be as loud as ever, and their passion as great as ever to get this resolved.
Okay, and Martin, just taking on what John is saying there, you know, and you did say, look, a lot has been done, and admitted that there is more that needs to be done. When he published the report, Dr. Scally said there are areas that remain where improvement has lagged behind what might reasonably be expected. You know, given what John is saying, and what Dr. Scally has said, is that good enough for the women of this country? And even the point that John made, that it might be actually hard to rectify some of the issues given the culture in the HSE that in its current format, as John says, won't resolve them.
But you look at, of course it's not good enough. And look, we shouldn't even be in this position in terms of even Dr. Scally having to do a report. And there's no doubt, but there has been a serious culture of cover-up in the HSE going back years and years. And like, your government's responsibility is to try and deal with that. And it is complex. It's not easy. But, you know, there is a commitment. There was a commitment with Simon Harris when he was Minister for Health, and I've no doubt as well with Stephen Donnelly to deal with these issues. And I suppose I do take a lot of faith in terms of the Taoiseach's clear commitment, and indeed the Taoiseach's clear commitment that this will be dealt with. And, you know, the Taoiseach has given a timeline in terms of advancing this. And, you know, that timeline is before he hands over the job of Taoiseach to Leo Varadkar on the 17th of December. So that's like 3-4 weeks away. And as John Wall quite rightly said, and he's correct, there is significant work to be done. But, you know, there isn't a lack of commitment in terms of the senior leadership at political level in terms of doing that work and getting it right, because that's what we owe not just the women of Ireland, but the people of Ireland.
But given what, you know, what John is saying there, that it, as it stands in its current format, the culture in the HSE just means that it'd be tough or difficult to resolve the outstanding issues. You know, the government do step in relation to other HSE matters. Should they be intervening here to expedite the reform that is reasonably expected?
Yeah, well, Lucas, I mean, you know, that reform is ongoing, and, you know, there is a commitment. I mean, Minister Donnelly met Dr. Scally yesterday morning, and I've no doubt that that engagement was robust. I've no doubt that Dr. Scally pointed out, you know, what he believed needed to be done. And I'm sure that in his own time, Minister Donnelly will give us timelines in terms of what needs to be done, and you know, when it will be done. In terms of my role in the Health Committee, I will be asking the Health Committee to do an evaluation on Dr. Scally's report at the earliest possible opportunity, and perhaps we may have a chance to bring the Minister in and maybe have an engagement in terms of, you know, what timelines we are looking at, because, you know, clearly John and Lorraine and Stephen Teep and others, you know, they're advocating they want this done as soon as possible. I'm not in the position to give timelines. The Minister hopefully will be, and certainly in my role as a member of the Health Committee, I'm going to use that forum to see if we can, I suppose, just elicit timelines, and, you know, see when exactly we're going to have the patient safety bill with open disclosure.
Okay.
And when it will go through the houses, and when it will essentially become law.
Okay, and hopefully those timelines will be forthcoming. John, I mean, what one of the main takeaway from the report is the honesty in relation to mistakes is still the area that needs the most work. How concerning is that the honesty in relation to mistakes is the area that needs the most work?
I still find it difficult to digest, and let us bear in mind that it has taken the death of Vicky Phelan to reignite this conversation and bring it to a point where, as Martin said there, it's going to be advanced prior to the transition from Micheál Martin to Leo in mid-December. But that's only advanced. It's not going to resolve, and it's nowhere near the, I think I need to reiterate again, the mandatory open disclosure element of the patient safety bill as proposed is unfit for purpose. That's not progress. It's not progress at all. And Gabriel's initial scoping inquiry was back in 2018. So it has taken us over 4 years just to get to this point, and we're still talking. We're nowhere near a resolution in terms of the patient safety bill, absolutely nowhere near. And while it's at final stages through the Houses and will be referred to the Senate in due course, what is being referred is unfit for purpose, despite women having died, despite the subsequent cover-ups, despite the adversarial nature of what's going on at the moment in terms of High Court actions, because, bear in mind, even at that, families had no option but to traverse that route because the tribunal established was unfit for purpose in itself. And the vast majority of those involved had no option but to bypass the tribunal and go straight to take a High Court challenge against what has happened to them. Lives have been lost. We must learn from this. And what we need is openness, honesty, transparency and accountability. It's not going to happen overnight. It's endemic within the HSE. And on saying that, I think it's really important to point out as well that the vast majority of people that work in frontline services, the people that work in the HSE, are doing an absolutely amazing job. But unfortunately, a lot has happened over the last number of decades that's going to take a long, long time to resolve. It's not going to happen overnight. And even that honesty, the conversations that we have, the language that we use must reflect the reality of where we are. And Gabriel Scally said it very eloquently himself and very simply put in an interview in Drive Time yesterday evening. I'd urge any of your listeners, if they can, to listen back on it. The language used is crucial, that people understand that, yes, a lot has been done, but there's so much that has not been done. And you know, it should never take the death of somebody like it has done over the last week, as I said, to reignite this conversation.
And we saw, John.
These are conversations that we, you know, at this point, we should be close to a resolution, not talking about potential resolutions.
And we saw so many tributes from all spheres, from across the spectrum to Vicky last week. But given this report, do you think her legacy has been upheld?
I think Vicky's legacy will be in due course. There's a lot that has been done as a result of Vicky's intervention over the years, and there's a lot that will be done as a result of the work that Vicky did. Ultimately, it will happen, but the timelines here are such that they're not acceptable at the moment. And I understand, Martin, you know, when you said there that you're not in a position to give timelines, I understand that completely. It's a complex body of work that takes time. We're 4 years in, and we're still talking about a complex body of work. Okay, let's not repeat the mistakes of the past and continue talking ad infinitum about something that shouldn't take as long as it does. We're buried down in bureaucracy and red tape. When you get patient advocates on board, which is part of the of Gabriel's recommendations on the board of the HSC and the screening service, things will happen. We've got to listen to people that have engaged with the services, that have encountered issues with the services, and use those experiences to ensure over time they never happen again. Stop making excuses for what we've done and to start working together to ensure that those same mistakes will never be made again. And if they are, and this is important too, that mistakes are made, and that has to be acknowledged. And when you're dealing with, as the health service, public and private in this country do, with so many patients' issues of a complex nature, mistakes are going to happen. But when they do, ownership needs to be taken. Accountability, transparency, patients involved and their families need to be told something has happened. Okay. And we need to learn from it to ensure that those mistakes are not repeated into the future.
Okay, Martin, Dr. Scally also said there was a need for a duty of candour on health professionals when mistakes are made, that there was an absence of a complaint system and an over-reliance on the judicial system as a means of solving problems that arise in clinical care. I asked you, should the government intervene to expedite reform? I mean, should they step in to alter the system, and will you be lobbying for that?
Well, look, at John, I couldn't but agree with everything that John has said in terms of openness, accountability, transparency. Unfortunately, that hasn't been our health service over the last number of years, but we need to ensure that that does become our health service going forward. We're going to see significant change in terms of our health service going forward. We're going to have the regional health areas. That system which was recommended to us, LaunchaCare, where there will be accountability more at local level and there'll be decisions made at local level. So, in other words, we will see Clare, Limerick, Tipperary, that will be its own region. That type of reform where decisions are made locally and so on, that is system reform. But the culture and changing the culture, and as John quite rightly said, that unfortunately is taking too long. And, everybody has a responsibility here. Government absolutely have a responsibility because, we're writing the checks and, we essentially set up the systems. But there's an awful lot of medical professionals as well that need to take responsibility. There's no point in not being honest with people because ultimately people can and will and hopefully do find out. But it's not good enough that people have to go through the court system. I mean, we need a change in culture in terms of medical professionals as well. When mistakes are made, take ownership of them and own up to them. And I suppose if that did happen, maybe we wouldn't see as much health litigation.
And if that culture takes too long to change, Martin, if the state can see that that culture is still hanging around longer than necessary, will they step in and intervene in an effort to speed up the change in culture?
Yeah, well, ultimately that has to happen. And, as John said, this patient safety bill with open disclosure, and he's quite right, it is complex, but hopefully that will create a situation where there will be an absolute responsibility and a legal requirement for open disclosure, and when mistakes are made, the people are told and informed in a timely manner that mistakes have been made. Having a law is one thing, but a culture change is something else, and both need to happen. We need to have the legislation, but we also need to have the culture change.
Okay.